Okay, so now you have steer. You understand that your thoughts create emotions and that's where your power is. But here's the question. When do you actually use it? Because if you're standing over a shot and your brain is going crazy and you're trying to remember S-T-E-A-R, what was that again? That's not going to help you. Steer needs a place to live. It needs a container. That's what we're going to talk about in this module, process. Let me explain what I mean by process. Most golfers are results focused. They're thinking about their score. They're thinking about what they're going to shoot. They're thinking about whether they're going to win or lose, whether they're going to play well or play poorly. And here's the problem with that. You don't control the result. You can hit a great shot and it can bounce into the bunker. You can hit a poor shot and it can bounce onto the green. You can play amazing golf and shoot a number that doesn't reflect it because of a few bad breaks. Results are not entirely in your control, but process is. Process is what you do. It's the steps you take, the routine you follow, the way you prepare, the way you think, the way you reset. Process is entirely in your control. Here's what you need to understand. You are only as consistent as your process. If you have an inconsistent process, if you're doing something different every time, making it up as you go, reacting to whatever your brain throws at you, you're going to get inconsistent results. Some days you'll play great, some days you'll fall apart, and you won't know why. But when you have a consistent process, when you do the same thing every time, follow the same steps, use the same tools, you're going to get more consistent results. Not perfect, not the same score every time, but more consistent. Because you're not leaving it up to chance. You're not hoping your brain cooperates. You're following a system or a process. And that's what creates consistency. That's what can create certainty, one of the three C's. And when you focus on process instead of results, something shifts. You stop being at the effect of the scorecard. You stop being at the effect of the conditions, the bounces, the people. You start being at the cause because you can always control your process even when you can't control the outcome. Here's the other thing about process. Process is where steer lives. Steer is the tool, process is the container. You just don't use steer randomly throughout your round, though you can when you get really good at it. You use it inside of your process. Before a shot, after a shot, before a round, or after a round. These are the few that we're going to talk about here in this program. Those are your containers. And when you have a process, when you have a container for your thoughts and emotions, everything gets easier. Because now you're not guessing, you're not hoping, you're not reacting, you're following a process. Let me walk you through the four containers that we're going to talk about in this program where the processes live. The first one is your pre-shot or before shot process. This is what you do before you hit a shot. This is where you manage your thoughts, get into your preferred state, and set yourself up to swing freely. This is where most golfers lose it. They stand over the ball with no plan, no routine, no process, and their brain takes over. A before shot process is your container for managing your thoughts and emotions before you swing. We're going to dive deep into that in the next module. The second one is your post-shot process. This is what you do after you hit a shot, good or bad. Mostly we focus on what we do after bad shots. This is where golfers either celebrate too long or spiral too fast. You hit a great shot and you spend three holes thinking about how good you are, right? Or you hit a bad shot and you spend three holes beating yourself up. Post-shot process is your container for resetting quickly so you can get back to your preferred state before the next shot. The third process is your pre-round process. This is what you do before you play. How do you prepare mentally? What do you decide ahead of time? How do you set your expectations? This is where you decide what you're going to think about the things you can't control. This is where you set your intention for the round. Pre-round process is your container for setting yourself up mentally before you even tee off. And we're going to give you tools inside the platform to help you build this. The fourth one is your post-round process. This is what you do after you finish. How do you debrief? What do you make your score mean? How do you learn from the round without beating yourself up? This is where most golfers either make it mean too much or dismiss it entirely. Post-round process is your container for reflecting on what happened and deciding what you want to take forward. And again, you're going to have tools inside of the platform to help you with this. So here's the shift I want you to make. Stop asking yourself, what did I shoot? Start asking yourself, did I follow my process? Because here's the truth. If you follow it, the results will take care of themselves. Not every time, not every round, but over time. If you follow your process consistently, you're going to play better golf. Focusing on results creates pressure and stress, anxiety and fear, and rarely leads to great results. You're going to be able to take more of your talent to the golf course. You're going to play to your potential. And on the days when the results don't show it, when you follow your process and still shoot a bad number because of some bad breaks, you don't have to beat yourself up because you controlled what you could. You followed the process you set up. That's the expectation. Not I'm going to shoot 75, not I'm going to play perfectly. The expectation is I'm going to follow my process. And when you do that, you take back so much power. So here's your takeaway. Process is what you control. Results are not. Process is the container where steer lives. We're going to talk about four containers inside of this program. You could have lots of different containers, but we're going to talk about before a shot and post shot. Pre-round and post-round. And your job, the thing we're building together in this platform, is to develop a process for each one so that when you go out and play, you're not guessing, you're not hoping, you're following a process, one that you developed and you believe in, and you get to tweak as we go. That's how you stay in your preferred state. That's how you guide your brain. That's how you predict your results ahead of time. And that's how you take your talent to the course. In the next module, we're going to dive into the first container, pre-shot process. What emotions show up before a shot? What thoughts create them? And what's the step-by-step process to get yourself into your preferred state of C, C, or C before you swing? All right, let's go build it. So your action steps, next time you play, just notice, do I have a process before shots? Do I do the same thing every time or am I making it up as I go? After shots, do I reset quickly or do I carry emotions for three holes? Before the round, do I set myself up mentally or do I just show up and hope? And then after a round, do I reflect and learn or do I just obsess over my score? Just notice. You don't need to fix anything yet. You don't need to have a perfect process. Just notice where you have one and where you don't, because awareness is always the first step. And once you see where the gaps are, we're going to fill them in together.